Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
5 months ago, we reported on stage stings at the Austin Gun Show. Outside of law, the police just ordered the gun show shut down. They threatened racketeering charges, crack house law maneuvers, if they didn't follow the order, and so they shut it down. And then we had a press release a week and a half ago with Paul Velte, an Austin lawyer here in town, with the headline, Texas veteran gets prison for selling illegal immigrant with a driver's license a gun, illegal released. Well, Fox has now picked up on the story, just showing how literally everything we cover ends up being in the news. 2 weeks ago, we broke, because it was leaked to us by law enforcement, the FBI internal memorandum that they were predicting violence if the Koran was burned there in Florida. And ABC News did source us and did cite our article in the document. This one, it didn't do that, but that's fine. The point is, that's why this radio show is so important. We're able to force stories every day. Stuff that we reported on a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago. We then see it in mainstream news. Very, very exciting. And I'm not bragging about this. This is why I have such a huge responsibility. It's why I work so hard. It's why I come in every Sunday to do a two-hour abbreviated broadcast. Because we're really affecting change. And you can too. And so now this Obama Justice Department program that's going on nationwide of using illegal aliens to go in for stings and letting the illegal aliens go who are able to get driver's license, this illustrates everything we're facing. And I'm going to continue with the economy coming up later, but I wanted to dovetail this issue with gun dealer gets prison for selling to illegal immigrant, illegal middleman not charged. And, of course, they add later they did have a driver's license. Where's the investigation of how he got a driver's license? Well, I'll tell you. When they put thumb scanners in 1994 and Bill Clinton signed the executive order, but they went in Texas. We already had a real ID then, national ID card. They just now got around to telling people the last 2 years. That's how they always do it. They put it in place, then announce it. That in the news, they had Lamar Smith and others in the news saying, we're doing this, local congressman, to stop illegal aliens. The illegal aliens can walk in with a fake consular matricula, fake name, anything. They're given the license. But citizens are held to a higher standard. And here it is, USA Today, yesterday, U.S. shifts approach to deporting illegal immigrants. The Obama administration is changing the federal immigration enforcement strategy in ways that reduce the threat of deportation for millions of illegal immigrants, even in states such as Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, Texas, are pushing to accelerate deportations. And it goes on to report what we got into over a year ago, that deportations are way down. And when they did have deportations, this was in the news, they arrest them in these staged PR stunts at meatpacking plants and other places, and they take them to Homeland Security ICE offices and give them green cards on the spot, including aggravated felons. And now they're just pulling the Border Patrol many miles off the border in Arizona and other states. That's CNS News and others reporting that. They're telling them don't arrest illegals and don't deport them. And when sheriffs and others are about to release people from jails and prisons, they're refusing to come pick them up. Now, this has been going on for a long time, but now it's out in the open. So when you see an article in USA Today, again today, Homeland Security to test iris scanners, and I'll cover this in the third hour, they're saying it's for illegals at the border. Oh, yeah, it was for people in Fallujah and illegals and then citizens. And police departments under federal grants all over the country, from Texas to Colorado, are getting thumb scanners and retina scanners. When they pull you over, they come over and shoot a laser in your eye and make you put your thumb on the pad. And it's going in the stores, the salons, the libraries. This is the cashless society that will tie into the global SDRs backed by carbon taxes. You're going to be paying taxes with that thumbprint. Garage sales are being outlawed. Gardens, everything. They're shutting it down.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel-and-stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in a minute we're going to Don Adams, retired FBI agent. We did an interview a few weeks ago with him. It was only 30 minutes long. I wanted to do most of an hour with him, and I wanted specific questions from listeners about the information he has concerning the cover-up of who really killed JFK. But after you've had a chance to hear him recap the information and go into more detail, then I'll give the number out to take four or five phone calls for Don Adams specifically. Then Mark Moreno is going to be joining us from Climate Depot to detail the continued implosion of the global carbon tax, man-made global warming, anthropogenic global warming fraud. This is so important because the neo-feudalistic domination all over the country, banning garage sales, saying you got to get a license, harassing farmers, Amish, people that have had gardens in their backyard for 15 years being fined. It's all about ending barter economy, ending private sales, tracking everything you buy, sell, and trade and do. This is total feudalism, total and complete control. And that's what I was getting into in the last segment, dealing with the retina scanners, the thumb printers, just going in at tanning salons, gyms, restaurants, hotels, car rentals, and they're trying to force you to do it. And going back more than 12 years ago, I noticed that there's these ink pads at all the major banks if you're cashing a check and you don't have a bank account with that bank. Now they try to make you do it even if you have a bank account with that bank and you go in. You're trying to cash the money and get it out. And I noticed that I would pull up those ink pads that were usually stickered to the counter. And it would always be a biometric consortium company. And the top of the ink pad, the cover of it, would show a red sticker that looked like the actual glowing scanner with an image of a thumbprint. And I knew before I pulled it up the first time more than a decade ago that it would say a biometric company had given it to the bank for free. That's long-term strategic planning, Pavlovian conditioning. And I pulled it up, biometric consortium. Went home, search engined it on Yahoo. Google wasn't even around then. And boom, it was a consortium to teach retailers about biometrics and how great they are. Then at Home Depot, HEB, grocery stores, malls, you'd have 10 checkout counters. First half of them would be self-checkout with a biometric scan. Then it'd be 8 of the 10. And at some stores, all of the 10, and you're not even allowed to have someone serve you. And now they're going in Europe and trying to phase it in here to your own smart cart that scans everything as you do it. This is for total control. And they've got vending machines coming out where whole grocery stores are vending machines. And to get each prohibited item, spray paint, beer, razor blades, cold medicine, you got to swipe your license and thumbprint or retina scan, have a light shot in your eye. This is the total control grid, and I warned you about it in my first film made 13 years ago in 1997, America Destroyed by Design, and now it is here. And we've got to say no to this, and the naked body scanners and all of it. And they're starting to cave in from pressure. First they lied and said they weren't saving the naked body scans, and they said there wasn't any radiation, it wasn't dangerous. Now they admit that. Now they say they're going to have the computer put a cartoon template on the viewer screen for the TSA to cover up your genitals but still tell them that there's a gun. That's another lie. If you read the documentation on it, what TSA is saying they're going to roll out, there's still the naked image being saved and available. Because what they really want is the biometric scan of your body for passive cameras that send out waves that go through your clothes, just like a retina scan, a face scan, a thumbprint scan, a voice print analysis, biometrics that scan your walk. This system will be able to scan the shape of your chest, the shape of your arms, your legs, everything. Everything has an individual fingerprint, basically. And the globalists admit this is for a cashless society, total control to track you and then to shut the economy down so you're bankrupt and under their control. So that's all coming up. And Bill Gates admits the death panels are real, but says they're good. We've got video of that. I mean, it's unspeakable how evil all of this is. And I said I'd get to this yesterday. I didn't. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. We'll tell you why. We've broken down these numbers before, but here it is in scores of mainstream newspapers with the Chinese government admitting it themselves. Now, shifting gears for the balance of the hour. Don Adams. Donald A. Adams became a special agent of the FBI September 10, 1962. His assignment of note included investigations of Joseph Adams Miltier and later in 1964 the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. He was recently come forward with explosive information regarding the events surrounding JFK's assassination. And explosive is right. Here's a local TV station that had an interview with him with the key clip. You can watch the whole thing up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have links to the TV station, where they play the FBI and others' intelligence audio of this individual talking about how he was going to kill Kennedy, where they were going to kill Kennedy, and then after they killed Kennedy, bragging to the intelligence officer how they did it. Here is that recording.
Startling discovery was a tape recording captured by Miami intelligence officers November 9, 1963, just weeks before Dallas. Miltier is talking to the informant, William Somerset. The FBI headquarters and Secret Service both had that tape within days.
It should have stopped the president from traveling instantly.
But they didn't.
And he says he was jubilant.
Bragging to Somerset. You thought I was kidding when I said he would be killed from a window with a high-powered rifle. despite all of that, Miltier was never even mentioned in the Warren Commission report.
Now, that's just one part of this. And I was with Jesse Ventura, who's doing a JFK episode and his conspiracy theory. I was with him last week in Atlanta, Georgia, and then in Louisiana. I don't know if they have time, but I told them about Mr. Adams, and they'd already been investigating Miltier and had those tapes. But this is an agent who knew about it, tried to stop it, was blocked. And I think if they've got time, they might go try to talk to him. Just amazing information. It's AdamsJFK.com is the website. Sir, I'm going to give you the floor as we go to break in about 5-6 minutes. But recap the basics of the case, and then let's get into more detail of why this is so important and why you're going public. Good to have you here, Don.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that very much.
You bet. You've got the floor. Recap the basic skeleton of this.
Okay.
And then we'll go into why this is so important. I mean, we have a bona fide cover-up clearly showing government involvement. Go ahead.
Okay. My investigation started on November 13, 1963, 2 weeks before the president was assassinated. I received a call from the agent in charge in the Atlanta FBI office, and he told me that he had an urgent matter that I needed to investigate and that it has to be highly confidential. He told me that there had been a meeting that took place in Indianapolis, Indiana, just a week or two before the last of October of 63, and in that meeting there were four people who had come out of a very large meeting. And the four of them discussed the killing of President Kennedy. Joseph Miltier was one of them. His real good school boyhood friend, William Somerset, was the second person. And there were two other people that were involved. In the discussion, Miltier tells Somerset that they have a plan in works already where the president, they have already studied this, and the president had been leaving Homestead Air Force Base in Florida. He flies down in Air Force One and then gets into the limousine, does not have the bubble top on it. It's open convertible, and he travels up Collins Avenue. Now, in 1963, there was no buildings or anything in that area. It was just nothing but palm trees. So he travels up Collins Avenue, goes north to Palm Beach, and then goes to the Kennedy compound, which they lived at for a number of years prior to. And he visits and then returns back to Washington at the end of the weekend. They said that what they planned to do was one of the four in that group was a former sniper in the Second World War. And he was willing to give his life to get up into the palm tree, and these were tall palm trees, to get up in a palm tree, secrete himself up there, and then as the motorcade passed by, he would shoot the president in the back of the car, knowing that he was going to be probably killed or wounded. And he was willing to do that because he believed that much in the cause. If that failed, then the second portion of it was they had an apartment or a office building in Washington, D.C., across just behind Lafayette Park and across from the White House. And they had purchased a heavy-duty tripod and a heavy weapon, and they were going to shoot the president when he came out onto the portico, or walked the grounds of the White House. As a result of that, this was their plan, and this is what they were going to do. The agent in charge told me that he wanted me to do a full background investigation on Miltier as quickly as I possibly could. Miltier lived in Quitman, Georgia. He was very, very close to a girl by the name of Cece Cofield, who lived in Valdosta, Georgia, who was a prostitute. And Miltier spent more time with her than he did in his Valdosta home. I mean, his Quitman home. He was more in Valdosta with her. So anyway, as a result of it, in talking to the boss, he told me to hold it very confidential. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to need help on this. I said, I don't know that town too well, and I would like to talk with the chief of police, Bill Elliott, who I worked a couple of cases with, and I have trusted him. And he said, no, you're not going to talk to anybody.
All right, stay there. Don Adams, retired FBI agent. The circle is now complete. With this information, it confirms everything that E. Howard Hunt has said. It confirms all the other bona fide 40-plus years of documented facts that we have. We'll be right back with Don Adams. Stay with us.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us. What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if? The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year. Today is the last day. Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com before it's too late. See the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this 25% off case lots is over today. Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Sale ends today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, we're going right back to retired FBI agent Don Adams. And I know you're like, hey, 80-plus or even higher percentage of Americans know that the government was involved killing Kennedy. So why are we talking about it? Because if they can get away with that lie, they can get away with anything. And it's just like Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair after he saw some of my documentaries. He said, look, the people that killed Kennedy are still running this country. It's like Ron Paul has said, we've had a coup in this nation. I've got mainstream news articles about British troops running heroin. Of course they run the heroin. I've got Fox News admitting our troops grow the opium in Afghanistan. This is a lawless criminal government at the top, and it's compartmentalized where most people don't know. Now, Don Adams, you had left off with you were trying to get the aid of a police chief, but you were told no by the FBI. This guy's telling people at meetings with FBI informants there recording him that we're going to kill him with a high-powered rifle. Please continue.
Okay. I finally got approval from him. I persisted, and I got approval and told him that we can accomplish a lot in a short period of time. Bill Elliott and I went out, and we did an enormous amount of work in 4 or 5 days. We went to the credit bureau, police department, sheriff's offices, to the schools, to different organizations, employment bureaus. I mean, you name it, we went to it. Anything that he would have a possible connection with to get as much data as we possibly could. Chief Elliott tells me that on Saturday mornings, Miltier goes out and stands on the corner, and the streets at that time were just dirt streets in equipment. He stands on the corner in Equipment, Georgia, every Saturday, and he passes out hate literature that he mimeographs and copies, and there are not direct threats but implied threats as to his feelings towards the president, the attorney general, and so on. So on a Saturday, I went, and I wore old clothes and that, and I went up to him and obtained from him a large amount of material, and he was just very anxious to give it to me and try to get as much out to me as he could. I took that material plus all the other information that I had obtained from him, and I took it back to my house and then to the office, and I worked late through the night, and I compiled a complete report on this. I subsequently then took the report to Atlanta and gave it to the special agent in charge, because this request for us to do this investigation came from the Secret Service to us, because they didn't have an agent in Thomasville. So as a result of it, I gave it to the SAC. He then in turn gave it to the special agent in charge of the Secret Service, and I was finished with it. And that was a couple of days before the 22nd. And on the 22nd at 12:30, my partner and I were in a car, and we pulled up alongside a bus, and the bus driver said, "Did you hear what happened in Dallas?" And my partner, who was on the right side, said, "No, he had not." And he said, "They just shot the president in Dallas." And my heart dropped right down through the floorboard. I mean, I was devastated, because here I had just finished this workup, and the first thought that went to my mind was, did I mess up? Did I do something wrong? You know, what happened here? So anyway, we got a call to go to the Highway Patrol barracks. They had a message for us to go to the Department of Agriculture, because they had teletype capabilities and the FBI did not. We went there, went through the formalities, and introduced ourselves and so on, and then we ended up going to the Department of Agriculture. When I walked into the Department of Agriculture and we went to the teletype room, I looked at the teletype, and the teletype said, "Mr. Adams, the President of the United States is dead." And you can't imagine how this hit me. And then it said, "Call your agent in charge in Atlanta immediately." So I called the agent in charge in Atlanta immediately, and I can't tell you the emotions that went through my system in that when this happened, and the thoughts that went through my mind in that. But I called the agent in charge in Atlanta, talked with him, and he told me to locate Miltier immediately and hold him for the Secret Service. So then I went out. I left immediately and told my partner, Royal McGraw. I said, he's now deceased. I said, "I'm leaving, and I'm going to hunt for Miltier and see if I can get him for the Secret Service." And so I took off and I went over there, and I spent the 22nd, Friday was that evening, the 22nd, all day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And Wednesday evening on the 27th, I finally located him. I had to get backup help from the agent over in Valdosta. And he and I located him up 59 miles or 60 miles north of Thomasville, where he had left Coldfield's house. And I stopped him on the highway. We took him back to Valdosta, and I interviewed him. Now, the strange thing that bothered me is the first indication. I had one other indication, but I'll tell you about that a little bit if I can. But the first indication I had that there was something wrong with this was that my boss said to me, "There are only 5 questions that I want you to ask him, and nothing more." And I said, "Wait a minute, boss." He said, "He travels, talks to people. I can find out so much information." He said, "You will ask these 5 questions. This is an order, and you will follow that."
Don, stay there. Long segment coming up. Let's continue on the other side and get your take on what all of this means. Straight ahead, key information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship.
If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids?
Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trusty.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There is a war on for your mind. We're here to get people to realize that and start thinking outside the box. Going back to Don Adams in a moment, I want to give the phone number out for specific questions or comments for our guest, retired FBI agent Don Adams. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Specifically on this issue. Before we go back to Don, I want to tell you about some of our great sponsors. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch and get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com. There's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Here's why. Plug-and-play generators available from our wonderful sponsor, Solutions from Science. are great systems. You just plug them in. There's no fumes like a generator, a gas generator. It's a wonderful system. The government doesn't own the sun, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time to start moving towards getting off the grid. You can get a couple of these units and run whole areas of your house, or get one and run your campsite, your work shed, or key appliances during emergencies. It's a great system with a solar panel, the controller, and the battery system. Very easy to use. Just plug and use. 877-327-0365 to call and get a free brochure. 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. And lastly, I want to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals. They've got healthy coffee infused with rainforest, key nutrients. Read about it all at innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com. Of course, they're best known for their green food, 20 organic superfood ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you energy and keeps you well. It even won the best superfood by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in 2009, and that says a lot. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. When you're on their website or call, tell them Alex Jones sent you for incredible specials. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. Because there's so many toxins and things in the environment, but when you take vitamins and minerals, you absorb some of it, but you don't absorb it all like with a superfood. They got a bunch of great products, innerfood.com, 866-762-9238. And don't forget also that we fund this operation with the video and T-shirt and book sales and all the special discounts we've got right now. We've got a deal to get a free Jesse Ventura book that's only going to be running for a few weeks up at Infowars.com, American Conspiracy. So be sure and check that out today. Get the Obama Deception and a copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies. Excellent hardcover book, free, while supplies last. And we estimate that should be about 2 weeks or less, so be sure and take advantage of that today. Okay, Don, sorry for interrupting. I want to go to call soon, but getting up to the point now, they say you can only ask him 5 questions.
Right.
Then you get transferred to Dallas. You learn even more and get told to shut up.
Yes.
And now they release these tapes and all this stuff, and it turns out the FBI knew all along. But before you finish your bombshell story that's totally documented, this is so amazing. What about the issue of you got a guy hanging out with a bunch of serious former military people saying, we're going to kill the president? I mean, if somebody makes a joke and puts Obama on a target at a shooting range, the Secret Service comes out and interviews them, and a few people shot their mouth off and they've been arrested. I know a guy sent me an email once saying, you know, I'm going to kill Bush. And I thought it was a setup trying to set me up. So I called the Secret Service, and 2 days later I got sent a Tennessee newspaper. They went to his house. He admitted that, yeah, I planned to do this. Turned out he was a lunatic, and they arrested him.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, sure, you want to find out who else is involved, but don't you immediately grab this guy if he's recorded by the FBI and informants? Saying exactly. We're going to kill him with a high-powered... I mean, weren't you asking that question? Or did they tell you, oh, well, we're not sure if he's serious? Well, I mean, regardless, if somebody starts saying, I'm going to, you know, kill him with a high-powered rifle, don't you get arrested for that?
Well, the problem with that is that in those days, the jurisdiction was with the Secret Service. And so since they're asking us for our help to do the background information, I can only do what we're told to do. And as far as going out and taking it on my own to change things or alter things and try to effect an arrest or something like that, you can't do that because the law says specifically what our jurisdiction as the FBI is and what Secret Service is. So once they asked us for the background, that's all I can do.
And, of course, we know about the Secret Service stand down, and we know they were planning to kill him in Florida, then Chicago. A Secret Service agent there went public and stopped it there. That's on record.
Right.
And then they got him in Dallas, and then he gets off the train and brags to the informant, I told you we were going to get him. You think I was joking around here, boy?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the whole sad part about it is that there were a number of little barometers that were telling me that there was something wrong here. And all I did was start totaling them up and adding them up in that to make sure that I was right on the right track in that. But not until 1993 did I get the book, High Treason. And in that book, the tape recording is actually copied in there, and it tells in there that they're going to kill him from a tall building with a high-powered rifle. and this was said on November the 9th of 63, how he should have never gone to Dallas. Everybody failed. But the thing is that where things are bad, Alex, is that all of this stuff disappeared. All of the information that I did on my investigation concerning Miltier, there's nothing in Washington in the files. I found one document, one piece of paper of the interview of Miltier, and that's not even complete. I mean, there was a number of things other than I got descriptive data from him and all the other stuff, and I got none of that. Only thing I had was the first front page, and even the front page was altered because the very first question on there that's listed there, I didn't ask him that question. I don't know.
So they're putting fake reports in and expunging the rest. But also in that treason book, you saw clearer than day, bigger than Dallas,
yeah,
Miltier there looking right at Kennedy in the motorcade, and boy, he's got that Hawkeye looking at his quarry.
Right. And see, everyone was trying to discredit that photograph, but I know the guy. I stood there and I talked to him. I interviewed him and I took material from him, as I said. And you're not going to convince me and tell me that he's 4 inches shorter than the actual individual, because that's Miltier. And when he's standing there looking at the subject, at the target, 2 seconds or 3 seconds before he's finally, before he's shot, where are we going with our investigations? How are we going to conduct a proper investigation when we permit all of this stuff to go on? And then they sit and they destroy documents that are supposed to be in the archives and things. And we can't do our investigations that way. And we never, I was totally, dismayed as to the lack of what they did in this investigation. I mean, I think my grandson, I said this before, my grandson, who lives in Florida, he's 26 years old, and he could have done a better investigation than these people did. And they did nothing concerning once they targeted Oswald, said Oswald was the shooter, that was the end of it.
And then they got rid of that patsy as well. Bottom line, why are you going public, A, and B, what does this do to your worldview of who runs this country and other things we're told? We now know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged to get us into Vietnam. We now know they used Muslim extremists to overthrow the leader of Iran, who was pro-U.S. We now know that there is a very wicked, cold-blooded criminal group that does whatever they want and gets away with it. And they're so arrogant now, they come out on Fox News and say, yeah, the Marines grow the opium in Afghanistan. I mean, it's so in our face. They lie about WMDs. They get away with murder. I mean, what is true if they've been caught lying about this?
That's an excellent question, and it points directly to what the concern is. I mean, when you take and you multiply what you just said and take a look at everything that's going on in this country, it's scary. And you wonder, you know, I mean, you know, people talk in terms of conspiracies and this and that, and they make big issues about them and that, but they are happening.
Well, you know, it's called HT.
Yeah.
We're going into hyper-tyranny. And they're, historically, but currently with the evidence, I mean, there's no doubt we're not running this country. Presidents are puppets. And, you know, plus the message that they could kill a president in broad daylight, shoot him in the throat, as witnesses said they saw plumes of smoke and men with guns, then they killed those witnesses. They could have the brain, and then people point out it's a fake brain, not his brain, so then the brain disappears out of the National Archives.
Right.
You've got them flying the limousine off to be rebuilt immediately. It goes on and on and on. And then I've even interviewed the late mistress of LBJ. And he was at the Driscoll a few days before, and Austin says, I'm going to kill that SOB.
Yeah.
And then I've talked to people that when he came out of the meeting at Murchison's house in Dallas, and they said, we're going to kill that son of a bitch. Excuse me, but that's what they said.
Yeah.
And you got Nixon and all them there, and they did it. They murdered him in cold blood, and you know, it's a message to those of us that can think, yeah, we killed him. What you going to do about it? All these sheep want to believe that a good government's running things. I'm sorry, I'm ranting, sir.
That's okay. No, you have a right to do that, and I respect you for that, because we have to take a serious look at where we're going in this country, and the things that are happening are being surfaced by persons like yourself and Glenn Beck and some other people, and that we have to make the public aware that we've got a serious problem here. And when you can take the life of the president and do whatever you want with that, from that point on, there's nothing else that has to fear you.
Has Glenn Beck covered JFK?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, he does do some good work. I'm sad. I think I actually have seen videos of him criticizing it, but maybe he'll wake up. Maybe he's going in the right direction there, but I guess he is about as good as it gets in mainstream media. It's just that, maybe we should contact Glenn Beck and try to get you on his show. I mean, you're a retired FBI agent. We've got these tapes. This is powerful evidence.
Anything that you can do to help me to get there, that's been my total motivation.
Well, we know, listen. If I wear a don't tread on me shirt under a suit, he wears it. If I do jokes and go, oh, I'm afraid, so don't worry. Glenn Beck's people are watching and listening right now, and so I would ask them to have you on. But sorry, sir, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I appreciate that very much. But what I was going to tell you is that the total picture of this thing, to sum it up in that, is Oswald does not do the shooting, and yet they spent over 2,000 publications naming him and saying that it's him. I just recently gave a talk, and as soon as I finished making my statement that he had a bullet hole in his throat and that he didn't do the shooting because he was down in a break room at the exact moment that the shooting was taking place, and that a lady was standing there, and she says, I know that Oswald was the shooter, and I know that he was the person that committed the crime.
And she knows that the Easter Bunny is real as well.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So it's sometimes defeating what you're trying to do, but we have to understand that this stuff has been pounded into these people's heads for 47 years that Oswald's a shooter.
Well, by the way, Mr. Adams, you go over the evidence, but backing you up, the Parkland doctors put on the report he'd been shot in the throat. But I don't need to hear it from the doctors. You see him, boom, get hit in the throat, and then he gets shot several more times. I mean, we know what happened, but we have the doctor's own reports. I mean,
Dr. Crenshaw. Charles Crenshaw, and he administered to him. And first thing when he walked into trauma room one was, he, as soon as they had the president laying there on the gurney, he said, "Hell, he's got a bullet hole in his throat." And he didn't make his publication, JFK Conspiracy of Silence, until 1992. And the reason that he waited that long was because he was afraid that he would lose his medical profession if he came forth with the truth.
Well, I've interviewed Grudy. He came to one of my events. And he, of course, was the Undertaker.
Okay.
And the FBI came in with Lee Harvey Oswald, put ink on his hand, and to make sure the prints stayed there, and put the prints on the rifle. Did you know that?
I had heard that. I had heard that there was no prints on the rifle that they were put on afterwards. And I also know this, that the first weapon that they found in there was a Mauser. And then all of a sudden the Mauser disappears, because there's a picture of a police officer holding the Mauser up in the air. And the next thing, it shows the picture of the man like a Carcona as the weapon that killed the president. But when you take, if we sat down and we listed all these things, Alex, and marked them as one item of evidence, and that, it would shock you.
Oh, I know. There's just hundreds and hundreds in it.
Sure.
And I mean, I've interviewed LBJ's admitted mistress. I mean, it's all on record.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You talked about that meeting at Murchison's house. When the hell do you ever find LBJ and President Nixon in the same meeting with J. Edgar Hoover? I mean, at Murchison's house and H.L. Hunt there, and when they said they walked out, a woman overheard President LBJ make a comment that...
That J.D. Kennedy will never bother me again.
Yeah.
Never embarrass me again.
Yeah, now think about that. I mean, with the knowledge that all these people had for so long, you know, he was defending the Warren Commission, and the Warren Commission was a joke.
Well, listen, I'm from Austin, okay, and my family's been here since the 50s, and, you know, all of these people involved got off on the power of LBJ and all his gangsters and thugs. They bragged, they, at cocktail parties, they might as well have gone up on church roofs and beat their chest. Yeah. They're very proud of it.
Sure.
I mean, it's an enjoyment for them. And you know, the sheeple want to suck their thumbs. Let's take a phone call. Andy in Connecticut, you're on the air with retired FBI agent Don Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Eddie.
I, I had a quick question for you. I've always been interested in just, I guess, the truth. Real history is way more interesting than the stuff we learn in school. When my father learned that I was getting into conspiracy theories, as he would call them, he got me into JFK because that was always of interest of his. But he said that he will go to his grave knowing that Oswald did it. And he sat me down and forget what news segment it was, but it was like an hour long, almost like recreated CGI saying, we're going to find out if there is a conspiracy theory because JFK was a great president. We want to prove
it. And they use fake evidence and all those. I mean, these aren't conspiracy theories. We just gave you facts. Facts.
Andy, when you talk in terms, it is Andy, right?
Yes.
When you talk in terms of a bullet hole in the president's throat, and it doesn't exit the back of his neck, because it went through a windshield and that slowed the projectile down to where it didn't go through his back, through the back of his neck, and that
partially spent.
Yes, and then you have the president, the future president of the United States, Gerald Ford. When he's on that commission, he moves that bullet 5 inches up and 2 inches to the right to be able to put a hole in the back of the neck to be able to say that Oswald shot him from the book depository. So this, I'm telling you 100%, believe me, Andy, that Oswald did.
Andy, stay there. Stay there. Everybody stay there.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Okay. We're going to keep Don Adams 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we've got expert on the imploding climate gate joining us. Big, big developments that affect all of us on that front, defeating the carbon tax. But, Andy, I want to go to Robert, Fred, Shannon, and Wilson before our guest leaves us. His website's adamsjfk.com. Great information on the site and some DVDs documenting this. You can have actual video interviews with our guest. Andy, does that answer your question? I mean, we have the former CIA assassination team commander who overthrew more than 10 countries, E. Howard Hunt, on record, deathbed confession, video, audio, and written, saying it was the big event. They were going to kill him in Miami. They were going to kill him in Chicago, but they decided on Dallas because good law enforcement continued to find out what was going on the white side of things and stopping it. I mean, do you understand? We just have bombshell evidence, just stacking and stacking and stacking. I mean, what are you getting at here, Andy?
I was just basically wondering if he sees any of those other reports, would he consider them 100% lies, or do they try and mix in facts to make it blurry? But before he answers the question, I quickly wanted to say I wasn't around when Kennedy was shot, so looking back at the news is hard to judge. So I think it's key that InfoWars is around right now, because I'll tell friends, if you want to watch the news, you know, a month behind things happening, watch the news. If you want to know things 2 months before they happen, start listening to InfoWars. So seeing the way politicians spin things now, the way the news comes out, it's totally believable that it would be a cover-up.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Let me get a comment from...
I just want to mention one other thing to Andy. Andy, you have to know one thing, that my work has always been just nothing but pure facts. I'm not speculating, and I'm not turning the information around. A PD officer by the name of Baker, PD officer by the name of Baker and the superintendent of the Texas School Book Depository confronted Oswald 1 second after the first shot was fired. And he was down there drinking a Coke in the Coke room. And three other employees who worked with Oswald saw him there. So my big goal is to eliminate Oswald as even being a part of this thing. He played a very heavy role as a patsy, and they let him.
He was a CIA operative that's now been declassified, hung out to dry.
Exactly right.
And all of you government operatives need to remember that and understand that. When they got caught torturing, we had the White House memos ordering it. They sent the people to prison who did the torturing. Okay. And then Bush came out 2 months ago and said, yeah, I ordered the torture, I'd do it again on TV. People are in prison for doing that. They will hang you out to dry. Remember that for all you operatives out there. Robert in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Robert Drop, Fred in Ohio, go.
Yes, I've got two questions for Don. What was the five questions that he was allowed to ask Maltier, and what was the reason for the assassination? I know that JFK moved against the Federal Reserve Board, so I'd like to know that. I'll hang up and listen to the answers. Thank you very much.
I'll answer as quickly as I can. Federal Reserve Board was a very important decision that was made, and that had a very heavy impact on it. The second element that played a very heavy impact on it was to pull the troops out of Vietnam. When you take a country from military and put it back to civilian, there's a tremendous loss to a lot of people as far as big dollars is concerned. And so those two elements, I think, played a very, very strong part. I don't know the answer to this, but I speculate that they were involved in making it, getting that decision to take him out because of that. And let's see, the other thing that you asked was?
The five questions.
Oh, the five questions. I'm going to try to remember them as best I can, but one of them had to do with Martin Luther King when he was killed. Another one, the second question, and these are just short paragraphs with answers and stuff because I couldn't go into any...
Tell you what, stay there. Back in 70 seconds, we'll finish that question and then get to more calls.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.